praise the Lord, thank the Lord for this opportunity to come to you once again on this broadcast. And we, at this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. We know that prayer changes things. Whatever your petition is before the Lord, look to the Lord to answer your prayer. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Oh, my God, we humble ourselves before you under the mighty hand of God. We realize we are nothing, and we could do nothing without you. We need your touch, oh, Lord. We need strength from you, Lord. Oh, my God, we need your help, oh, Lord. We are helpless without you, Lord. We need you to stop by here tonight, Lord. Pour out of thy spirit, oh, Lord. Send thine anointed, oh, Lord. Bless our souls tonight, Jesus. You know what we have need of. You know our prayer before we call.
You know
all about us, Lord. Jesus, we need you to touch us while we are praying, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Give us strength where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Make us to be what you would have us to be, Lord. We're seeking to please you and to do your will. We're seeking to speak your word. Help us, Jesus. Help us to humble ourselves, Lord. Jesus, we realize we need you, Lord, to go with us every step of the way. For without you, we can do nothing, oh, Lord. We're depending on you, Lord. You are our help. You are our strength. We need you as never before. In these trying times, Lord, we need you to go with us, to lead, guide, and direct our path, oh, Lord. Us to acknowledge you, Lord, in all our ways. Help us, Jesus, that you may lead us and show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us today, Lord. Put your words in our mouth. Help us to speak thy word. In the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere. We want you to touch, Lord. Bless, save, heal, and deliver. Strengthen the weak, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you can do it, Lord. We're dependent on you, Lord. You are our hope today, Lord. We want you to move by your spirit. Take full control, Lord. Meet us here tonight. Send thine anointed. Send thy word. Let it reach some soul. Let it change some soul's mind.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Look on the speaker of the hour. Send your anointing, oh Lord. Send your word, Jesus. Take full control, Lord. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Help, Lord. Look on the souls of men everywhere. Oh, my God. In the foreign countries, everywhere, Lord, we need you to touch us. We need you to save us. We need you to make a way out of no way. Open up the door, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save to the uttermost. Fill some soul with the Holy Ghost. Change some soul's mind. Give them a mind to run for you, to speak after you. And call you in the name of Jesus. Help them, Lord, to pray, Lord.
Help, Lord.
To touch, Lord. Heal and deliver those souls who are sick, those who are afflicted, those who are dying. We pray that you have mercy, that you will touch them best. Look on the bereaved. Touch the bereaved. Lift up bowed down heads. Touch and encourage them, Lord. Send them where they're weak. Comfort their souls, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go into the hospitals, into the institutions, into the nursing homes, Lord. Touch those souls, oh, Lord. We know you're able to touch, heal, and deliver. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere, Lord. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Help us to give thy name the praise. Help us to take you at your word. Help us to live by faith, believing you, trusting you, Lord, knowing that your word is true and your word cannot fail. We believe you today. for strength, oh Lord. Thank you for encouragement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, you do us. And we are not worthy, but we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the souls that you have blessed. We thank you for, Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us. Continue to have your way. And let your will be done. Send on souls. Help somebody to come through, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we know you're able. Oh, my God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give praise. We give glory and honor to thy name, for thou art worthy, and thy name is worthy to be praised. Oh, my Lord, I pray that you look upon us, that you will go with us and stand by us. Have thine own way, and let thy will be done. Continue to bless this broadcast, and we will continue to give thy name praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful opening prayer. And we just thank God for Evangelist Maybell leading that opening prayer, and we want to welcome everyone. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen. She is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and our Northern District Overseer. And Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. So on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And then we also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who led that beautiful opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 148th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 148th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise you, the Lord." Thank God for the reading of his word, the 148th number of Psalm, the first, throughout the 14th verses, in exhorting us to praise the Lord, no matter who we are, old men, maidens, young men, all of us can praise the Lord. Amen. And I just want to go over some announcements. Thank you again so much for tuning in. And if anyone would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has been broadcasted on this station, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. That's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. You want to remember all the schools that are on our prayer list and all the prayer lists everywhere. We want to continue to pray for Angel Lissetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Larnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Daniel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, and all the bereaved families, all those who are affected by COVID, anyone who is requesting prayer, we want to continue to keep them in prayer as well. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth, Hope Ministry is on. The phone number for no access code is 551-258-5271. That's 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogues teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service on teleconference where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. If you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. You can also text it to us at 410-209-7503. You can also text that number if you have a testimony or you want to send some encouraging words. Again, that phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Amen. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to just sing a portion of this song.
All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. He touched and he healed the lame man. They tell me that he fed 5,000 too. And if you have a faith to believe him, he will do the same for you. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Touch me, Lord Jesus. I don't mind if you touch me now. Touch me, Lord Jesus.
All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch from the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Maybell, that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. All I need is a touch from the Lord. That's all anybody needs is a touch from the Lord, because when the Lord touches you, you will be blessed. You will feel better. Your faith will be increased, and you will feel like going a little further with the Lord. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. And thank God for the scripture reading. Saying, praise the Lord. Praise be the Lord, every one of you. Praise the name of the Lord, because he is worthy. Even the sun, the angels, the host. Glory to God, the stars of light, the moon, the sun, the heavens, the waters.
Yes,
glory to God, all these.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Even the snow, the vapors, the stormy wind, and if we could say it but truth, the stormy winds, because it's storming now, the winds, glory to God, the trees, the mountains, the hills, the cedars, even the beasts of the field, the cattle, creeping things, and flying fowl, the birds in the air, all of these praise the name of the Lord. Therefore, we as the people of God and any human being have no excuse for not giving God's name to praise, because he's been good to every one of us. And we thank God for those scriptures. And thus far, we thank God for everything that has been said and done. Now, we know that God is a good God, and we know that God can do everything. And we are looking to him tonight, and we also want to give praise and thanks to the Lord for the souls that have been blessed and have expressed words that they are encouraged, they've been blessed, they are doing much better, feeling much better.
Lord.
So we are giving God praise for that, because we know God did it all, and
Amen.
He can do even more. He can save if you need to be saved. And
Amen.
Heal if you need to be healed. If you want to make a change in your life, God can make the change. And we will just receive his word. And as the scripture has said, praise be the Lord. God can do everything. So we're thankful unto him today. And at this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour on tonight, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who brings the word of God. I tell you, she teaches, she preaches, she prays, and I enjoy it. I just can't wait. I just go through the day just waiting to hear the word of God coming through Sandy Hameen. At this time, we're going to present her to you in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God. Giving honor to whom honor is due in everyone's respective place. Praise God. Thank God for the prayer, the opening scripture, the song, for everything that's been said and done thus far. It's a blessing indeed to be back here on this broadcast. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. Thank the Lord for the praise report and how God is blessing so many souls, and I'm so glad about it. Praise the Lord. My soul is rejoicing. This night, Friday night, joy night, All glory and honor to God night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My soul is stirred with gladness. And I thank God for just giving us another chance to minister for him. And I count it a blessing and an honor because it didn't have to be so. It could have been another way around, but I thank God for the way he ordained it to be. And he has brought it to pass that we would be here on this broadcast by the grace of God. And it's a blessing. We truly thank God once again for all of you for tuning in and for your prayers and your support. But we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to prepare for the word of God. And if you want to read along with me as I go to the scriptures, we're asked that you will get your Bibles ready. And while you're getting your Bibles, let us focus our minds and pray unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O God, and we ask that you will look down on us with compassion, that you will speak to our heart, minister unto us, Lord, the things that we stand in need of. We are asking you to speak right now, O God, and cause us to hear your voice. Let your word come through freely and let it have free course. In the name of Jesus, bless the hearer, and Lord God, help us to receive your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now let us go to the word of God. The first scripture I'd like to start with is taken from Isaiah, the 8th chapter, verses 11 through 22. And continuing on to Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 8. And then we're going over to St. John, 3rd chapter, verses 14 through 23. Praise the Lord. So I would like to begin with Isaiah, the 8th chapter, verses 11 through 22. Praise the Lord. And the Bible reads, "For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not a confederacy to all them that to whom this people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear. And let him be your dread, and he shall be a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. And when they shall say unto you, Speak unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep, and that murder, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them, and they shall pass through it, hardly beset and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness, dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness." Isaiah 9:1, "Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it has lighted upon Israel. St. John 3:14-23. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon, near to Salem, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God, of these passages of Scripture. And tonight, this title is Jesus is the Light of the World. And my theme is Jesus Saves. Praise the Lord. Again, the title is Jesus is the Light of the World. Jesus saves. Praise God. I thank God for the Word of God, because the Word of God is so precious. And when we go back into the Scriptures and we review the prophets, how that prophet Isaiah was writing here, and he was speaking to the people of God. And God had commanded Isaiah to marry and to have children. He gave them the names, and all of this had specific meaning. When God dealt with the prophets, he actually was displaying and demonstrating in their lives the messages that he wanted to send to his people. Praise be to God.
Yes.
And so Isaiah began to speak in the 11th verse of the 8th chapter, and he began to speak of how God had spoken to him with a strong hand, and he gave him instructions, praise the Lord, and told him not to walk in the way that the people who went astray and erred, not to walk in the way, saying these certain things, such as a confederacy. He told Isaiah not to say that. Amen. And also told Isaiah, neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. And that's what God did with his people. The ones that he would send in the midst of a stubborn and rebellious people, he always assured them that they did not have to fear or be afraid, letting them know that he would be with them every step of the way. He would never leave his people, neither will he forsake them. Hallelujah. So Isaiah began to explain in the 13th verse the words of the Lord. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. You know, people, they're afraid of other people. They're afraid of what somebody else might say or what they can do to them. Praise the Lord. But these things down here, the people down here, they can only affect the body, but they cannot touch your soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And God, he owns our souls. But I want you to know that no matter what situation we end up in, Jesus saves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And going on, Isaiah, he was speaking the words that God had given him. And the 14th verse is a continuation, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a den and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. For those who choose not to fear God, who choose to disobey instead of keeping the commandments of God, who choose to go in a way of their own, the Lord becomes a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Hallelujah. And many shall stumble and fall. And this has already happened. This prophecy has already come to pass. Praise the Lord. But if we think about are connected, the scriptures that we are going over right now, these are a shadow of things to come. Hallelujah. It was preparing us for what God has in store for us, getting us ready for the great light to come into the world. Hallelujah. And the 21st verse, and they shall pass through it, hardly beset and hungry, and it shall come to pass So this was a prophecy of something that was about to happen. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. So God does not want us to pattern ourselves after the people of the world. Those who are going about committing sin and transgression against God. God wants us to walk in the light. Hallelujah. The 22nd verse, and they shall look unto the earth and behold trouble and darkness. We don't want to put our trust in things down here. Dimness of anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. This is where the enemy wants us to focus our attention. But I want to encourage you to look to Jesus, because he's the only one who is able to save. Hallelujah. We ought to walk in the light and not in darkness. Praise the Lord, because when Jesus came down here to the earth, it was as if the world who beheld him was looking at this great light, the light of the world. Jesus came to shine light upon the world. Amen. Praise God. In the 9th chapter and the 2nd verse, said the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Hallelujah. So the Lord came, yes, Lord, to save the whole world. And the 6th verse says, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Oh, thank you, Lord. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All of this is descriptive of the child that was born, the son that was given. His name is Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. He came into the world to take away our sins. He came to save us from the wrath to come, the destruction. Hallelujah. He came that we might have life. And St. John 3rd chapter 14 verse picks it up saying, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever should not perish but have eternal life. All you have to do is just believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And God will bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Oh, what a precious gift God has given to the world. And it was prophesied many years before it came to pass. But God has brought it to pass. And the light of the world is still shining bright even upon this dark world. Glory to God. If anyone has enough faith to just believe in the name of Jesus, to just believe that he died for your sins, he will have mercy and forgive, and he will take away your sins. Oh, hallelujah. He
that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because
Amen.
He has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this
Amen.
Is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love
yes.
darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. Oh, glory to God. People now are just trying to hide, but there is no hiding place. You can't hide from God. I don't care if you're in a pitch black, dark room. God can still see you from the crown of your head down to the soles of your feet. And also in your heart, he can see your heart. He can see your thoughts. He can see everything about you. So nothing is hid from God. Oh, glory to God. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. So trying to stay out of the light. Trying to stay in the darkness, but there is nothing but death and destruction in that way. So don't continue to go in the way of error. Don't continue in darkness, but come to the light. Verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Hallelujah. Even someone who is tired of sin, tired of living the way they've been living, tired of sinning against God and transgressing against God. Hallelujah. They are willing to come to the light and openly confess sins and ask God to forgive them. They are willing to repent and to make right with God. 1 John 1:6-9 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, praise be to God.
To Jesus.
God, he is light. Oh, thank you, Lord. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive our own self, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, forgive us our
sin,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So even if you make a mistake, if you fall, or if you err, or even sin. 1 John 2:1 says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So you don't have to continue in darkness, but you can walk in the light. You can come to the light. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what your situation is, how much sin you have committed, how much wrong you've done. If you're willing to come to the light and confess your sin, repent, hallelujah, God will have mercy upon you, and he will clean you up from all of your sins. He will have mercy upon you, and he will save you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 22, oh, glory to God, of St. John 3, the third chapter, verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. After the Lord spoke to them concerning the light and how much God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus came with his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried and he baptized. He didn't wait around for those who were willing to come to the light, for those who were confessing their sins for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. He baptized them. Glory be to God. Right then and there, at that very moment, they were baptized in the water. They received their water baptism because Jesus had told Nicodemus that he must be born again, and he must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Praise be to God.
Yes.
Verse 23, and John also was baptizing in Ammon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. Oh, they were doing a great work. They were ministering to the souls in need. Jesus was healing the sick. Oh, and he was raising the dead. He was doing mighty things upon the earth, because the government was upon his shoulder, and whatever they needed him to be to them, that he was. Oh, glory to God. And whatever you need him to be, that he is. Well, bless the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But you must be willing to come to Jesus. Come to the light. Come out of darkness. Come out of your sin. Come out of adultery. Come out of shacking up. Come out of idolatry. Come out, whatever you're in that's not like God. Whatever it is that God is not pleased with, come out of it right now. And repent. Oh, hallelujah. Be converted. Make a change. Make up your mind that you're going to change today. Don't put it off. Don't wait any longer. But today is the day of salvation. This may be your last time. We don't know when the last breath is going to be. We don't know the day or the hour when we will be on this earth for the last time. So today, you are willing to humble yourself and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. If you're willing to turn from the error of your ways, from your sins, and repent and become godly sorry for the wrong you've done, I'm here to tell you that Jesus saves. Don't let anyone tell you that you've done too much wrong and you're too far gone.
All right.
Don't listen to that. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Oh, yes, he does. That's why he laid down his life. That's why he came down to the earth through 42 generations. Oh, glory to God. And he was born into the world and walked among sinful men. He allowed them to persecute him and to crucify him. But he did it just for you and for me. He did it for the whole entire world. Glory, hallelujah. So don't let anyone tell you that you can't be saved, because Jesus loves everybody, and you can be saved. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to save you. Will you humble yourself this night? Will you take that step toward salvation? Will you come and accept Jesus as your personal Savior? This is your opportunity right now. We extend prayer. We extend you the invitation to accept prayer, to believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. If you're willing to believe, we will pray for you and with you, believing God, that God will forgive your sins, that God will clean you up on the inside, fill you with the Holy Ghost, because God can and he will do it for you. Oh, praise be to God. And maybe there are some who are uncertain of where they stand with the Lord. And you want to be sure of your place in God. You want to be without any doubt whatsoever. The invitation is to you. We extend you this invitation to pray for you and with you, that God would give you that assurance to let you know where you stand and what you need to do to be in the will of God. Hallelujah. To find out what the will of God is for your life. God is able, and he wants to reveal it to you. Praise the Lord. Maybe you thought that you were walking in the light, and you realize that you are in darkness. The Lord wants to bring you out of that darkness,
yes,
into his marvelous light. He will shine his light upon you. Even if you're in the shadow of, in the valley of the shadow of death, he will shine his light upon you and he will give you life. Hallelujah. If you're sick in your body, and you desire to be healed and made whole, and if you committed any sin or wrongdoing, God is willing to forgive you and to heal your body, to make you whole all the way around from the inside. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. We are going to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to believe together, and we invite you to pray also, to pray and cry out to the Lord. Pour your heart out to him. Go after God. Seek after him. He is waiting for your cry. Hallelujah. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you asking you for mercy and for compassion. Oh, my God, look down upon us right now, Lord, and have mercy on our Lord. Oh, God, we come repenting of our sins, Lord, and asking you to have mercy and forgive. Blot out our transgressions and wash away our iniquity. Cleanse us, oh God, on the inside and on the outside. Lord, we come to you interceding on behalf of that one who is confessing their sins, Lord, repenting of their sins and asking to be saved. Lord, we pray a special prayer that you will touch their heart right now, God, and that you will take away all of their sins and save them, Lord, to the utmost. Fill them with the Holy Ghost right now, Jesus. Lord, we know you are able and you have the power. There's nothing too hard for you, God. You can reach every soul no matter where they are. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray that you will move right now and manifest yourself, oh God. Lord, we pray for those who are uncertain of where they stand with you, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to give them assurance and to show them where they ought to be. Oh, God, teach them how to walk in your statutes. Oh, Lord, teach them how to speak the truth in their heart and how to walk in the light in the name of Jesus. Lord, be merciful and make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray for those who are sick in their bodies. We ask that you will touch, Lord. Lay your hand upon them right now. Make them whole, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the affliction. Rebuke that sickness in the name of Jesus. Cover them under your blood. Lord, if they committed any sin, forgive their sins, oh God, and take them away. In the name of Jesus, raise them up, Lord, and give them a testimony that they may testify about your goodness, that they may testify concerning their healing. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know that you're able. And, oh, God, we pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We ask that you will have mercy, God, and that you will bless. Bless them right now, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Move in their homes, oh God. Move on the job. Move in their lives, Lord Jesus. Do wonders, oh God, and work miracles. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. We're looking to you, and we're depending on you, Lord. We need you, Lord, right now. To come and see about us. We need strength, Lord, and we need power. Oh, my God, we need encouragement. Please, Lord, lift heavy burdens right now. Oh, God, rebuke them. Works of the enemy. Destroy his works right now, God. Tear down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Lord, break every chain. Lift the shackles in the name of Jesus. Lord God, set the captives free. Make them free, oh God. Only you can do it. We believe you right now, Lord. And we are taking you at your word. Oh God, help us to receive your word. Help us to live according to your commandment. Help us, Lord, to walk daily in your law. Oh, blessed Savior, we believe you right now, and we count it as done, oh, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for your touch. We thank you, Lord, for encouragement. Thank you, oh, God, for healing. Thank you for the saving of souls. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this broadcast and for everyone listening. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray, God, that you will bless them in a great and a mighty way. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Truly thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. So at this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. I think we ought to give God some thanks for that word.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you
thank God Jesus saved. And that's what I,
yes,
what I want to save in the end. Glory to God. When this life is over, I want to be saved. I don't want my running to be in vain. Jesus, he is the light of the world. Glory,
yes,
to God. I say we just receive him. He will bless our souls. He will strengthen and he will encourage. I just thank God for that powerful message. Then come and keep preaching the word of God and keep allowing the Lord to have his way in your life. I thank God. I hope everyone that was listening received the word of God, and God will do just what he said he would do. I'm thankful for this broadcast. I'm glad to be on, and I'm praying that the Lord will continue to bless, save, heal, and forgive, and that he will have his way in our lives. I just thank God for all things. Thank God for Evangelist Khadijah, and thank God for every listener. Praise the Lord. We encourage you to continue to listen in to this broadcast. God has something great for you. God bless you. This part of the broadcast is turned over to Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen, saying Jesus is the light of the world. Topic, Jesus saves. And she brought it out very beautifully. And, you know, we don't want to live like the world. We ought not to want to walk in darkness where we used to be. You know, we have seen a great light. And we want, you know, we want to dwell, the Bible said, in the shadow of death, but the light shined on us. And Jesus is that light, and we ought to walk therein. I enjoyed the word of God. It was deep and beautiful, like Evangelist Maybelle said, powerful word of God. And, you know, the world now, they're in such darkness and such ignorance, and it's like they just keep going deeper and deeper into the darkness. But it's not like the light is not there. He's right there, and all they have to do is just step out of the darkness and walk in the light. I tell you, beautiful message, timely message. And I want to say to Evangelist Hameen, keep on preaching the word of God. And I'm going to turn the broadcast now over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for the beautiful encouraging words and exhortation coming through Evangelist May and also Evangelist Khadijah. Thank God for Evangelist Khadijah hosting the show tonight. Always does a beautiful job. Thank God for her. And we also thank God for Evangelist May, my co-host.
Amen.
She does a beautiful job and just such a great support. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all of you. And we just want you to know that we truly are thankful that you continue to tune in, that you continue to pray for us. And we just want to thank you to, and ask you to continue to keep us in prayer, because God is hearing and he is answering prayer. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for this great opportunity. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And I want to encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it every day. Praise the Lord. And maybe you're listening and you've been waiting and wondering how long it's going to be, but don't lose hope. I just want you to know that Jesus surely will come to your rescue. He will come to your aid. He will be there. It may look like if nothing's going to happen, but don't be discouraged. Just continue to wait patiently, and he will surely make himself known to you. Praise God. So if you have any prayer petitions that you've sent up before the Lord and you've requested prayer, just know this. God does hear and he does answer. And in his own time, he will answer your prayer. Praise God. So we are so thankful. Thank God for all things. And I could go on and on. Praise the Lord. The word of God gets me stirred. And I just thank God, because the scriptures, if we
yes.
take the time to really dig deep into the scriptures, we can learn so
yes.
much concerning the Lord. And the things that we hear in this word, things we read, we ought to take heed to it. We ought to allow that word to absorb in our spirit. Praise be to God.
Yes.
Let that word get down into our heart. And when we open our mouth, the word of God will come out. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The word of God will purify us. The word of God
yes.
will strengthen us. Amen.
Yes, it will.
That word will be down in us and will do everything we need it to do for us. Amen. Praise God. So I just thank the Lord for this broadcast once again, and we're going to bring the broadcast to a close. But before we do so, I just want to check and see if Charlie Brandish May has anything she would like to say or add.
I just thank the Lord for that word once again. And as you stated, that word of God is deep. It's deeper
yes.
than what people think. It's not
Amen.
Just the surface, but it reaches down deep. You know, that's what it says, that he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his
yes.
deeds may be made manifest, that they are lost in God.
Amen.
And even sometimes, I'll give this little testimony. I did something. It wasn't right. And you know what I did? I went and told on myself.
All right.
That's what you have to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord. That's the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. It says, but he that your truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are lost in God. And that's what you'll do. You'll tell on yourself. Even if it's wrong, you'll tell on yourself. When you want to do what's right, I tell you, I just thank God for that word. I'm very much encouraged through the word of God.
Yes.
Because the word of God is right.
Amen.
It's right. I don't care how we try to fix it or justify ourselves, God's word is right.
Amen.
It's right. So I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through the word of God and hope that someone else is also. So as I stated, anytime you just keep preaching the word of God and allowing the Lord to have his way in your life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those additional exhortations and you know, how she
yes.
brought that out. And that's the word of God. If you're
yes.
living according to the word of God, this is what you'll do. You will come to the light. I mean, you'll just come on out with it. Tell on yourself.
Yes,
to God.
Yes, that's right.
It's because you want to be right, you know. You want to do what's
yes.
right. And so it's good to keep everything in the light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank God for that. Other than that, do you have anything further you would like to say or add?
I just thank God for all I've heard. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for this broadcast tonight. And this concludes the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you greatly, and may heaven smile upon you until we meet again. Keep your minds on the Lord and continue in prayer. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And we love you. This is the end of the broadcast.